Unfortunately, there is a wide divide between academic and industrial circles when it comes to battery technology. Don't become a prisoner to either view. This podcast aims to free your mind by providing a realistic technical review of the latest trends in lithium-ion battery and beyond. Today I want to discuss another lithium metal patent from a different company called Scion Power. It's important to mention that lithium metal is a very important anode. Currently, the anodes used are graphite-based, where you have lithium intercalation between graphite sheets. The capacity is about 340 milliamp-hours per gram. We're slowly transitioning towards higher and higher components ratios of silicon oxide in the graphite. The state-of-the-art is about 2 to 5%. We're closely moving and inching towards 15% silicon oxide in the graphite. This would increase the capacity from 340 closer to 550 milliamp hours per gram. However, there is a loss in voltage. The anode voltage inches a little bit higher towards the reduction potential of silicon. The reduction potential of graphite is about 0.1 something volts versus lithium. Reduction potential of silicon is a little bit higher. Is on average, it's sloping, but on average 0.5 or so volts versus lithium. Silicon, metallic silicon is not used yet. The silicon oxide is used, which expands less than silicon metal, which suffers from quite large percent expansion between lithiation and delithiation. So silicon oxide additives are added in the graphite. However, the holy grail, the ultimate anode, is of course the metal, which corresponds to the cation. We use lithium cations in a lithium metal battery. So ideally, you just have plating and stripping of lithium metal at the anode. So Scion Power offers a strategy here for use of lithium metal anodes. There are two general approaches for lithium metal. We discussed in past podcast a 3D approach from Prologium, where the lithium is incorporated and prevented from expansion. The big problem with lithium metal anodes is expansion. Now, for graphite, you have a rigid structure where the lithium ion inserts in between the sheets, the graphite sheets, so you don't have much expansion between charge and discharge. If you have a metallic lithium anode, this expansion becomes permanent and problematic. On each cycle, you have to plate a certain thickness of lithium, and then you have to strip a certain place of lithium. And if you do a little bit of math, for typical batteries, you have commercial cells, you have 0.4, you have about 4 or so milliamp hours per centimeter squared. If you take into account the capacity of lithium, 3861 milliamp hour per gram, and the density of lithium, about half a gram per milliliter, this corresponds to about 20 microns of lithium that would have to be plated. So for every sheet in your cell stack, you have 20 micrometers plating on one cycle and then stripping one cycle. So let's say you have 40, 50, 100 stacks. Let's say 40 stacks. For 40 stacks, you have, because it comes out more even, you have about a millimeter change in the whole stack, in your whole cell, a millimeter change for each charge and discharge. This is quite a big change in the cell, which causes cracks, causes delamination, causes current collectors to go awry, all sorts of mischief. So it's very important to tame this expansion, either by a 3D approach, which you try to copy the what happens now in graphite, or by sort different approaches to stabilize foil type of lithiums, where you don't have a 3D approach, you have just a planar foil of lithium. And this is what SiOnPower is doing here. The patent is number US20802695200. It's a 2018 patent. It's called Application of Force in Electrochemical Cells. And the force here is anisotropic, or directional force. Lithium metal is the purpose here is to control the deposition and the uniformity, and to reduce the roughening and to improve the cycle life. So when you have roughening, there is excess lithium, there is excess loss of lithium due to roughening, so you have to use more excess lithium. It is very important, if you use lithium metal anodes, to not use excess lithium. The more excess you use, the more loss you have. And in academic circles, there's a lot of publications on lithium metal, a lot of very nice papers. However, in all those papers, there are huge excesses of lithium metal. In commercial cells, you cannot get away with much excess. You can only get away with 20%, 30%, 50% excess. So graphite is 340 milliampere per gram. Lithium metal, if you have zero excess, so basically you have just the current collector, you have no lithium on the anode current collector, all the lithium will come from the cathode, you would have 3,860 milliampere per gram, so 10 times higher capacity. If you have 50% excess, which is 1.5, your capacity now drops from 3,860 to half of that, which is 1,800 milliampere per gram. If you have double, you have even more loss, and so on and so forth. So in the patent, there is a use of a constricting element to apply force and an expanding element. So there's pressure from the outside and pressure from the inside, right? And the force generally starts at 5 newton per centimeter squared, and I'll discuss more on that. There is very interesting, there are comparison of SEMs, which are scanning electromicrogram pictures of the plated lithium foils, with several forces applied, zero force, 49 newton per centimeter squared, 73 and 100 newton per centimeter squared, and I'll discuss that. A variety of electrolytes are discussed, non-solid being mentioned more often. What they mean by that is they're unable to withstand static shear stress without permanent distortion. As an example, they're liquid and deformable gels. So this is our strategies to improve cycling of lithium with non-solid electrolytes, liquids and deformable gels. However, I would add that this is a very important technique which needs to be taken into account for all types of electrolytes. It can be used in rectangular or prismatic and cylindrical cells with jelly rolls approach. In cylindrical cells, the force may be applied from the center or from the inside towards the outside as well, which is very interesting. In addition, very importantly, and counterintuitively, this force may be applied intermittently. It doesn't need to be applied the whole time. And it goes into a list of examples of how to apply this force, application methods, and I'll discuss more later on this. The purpose here is to inhibit the increase in the surface area. That's very important. When you do not apply force, lithium plates are rough, not necessarily dendritically, but rough. Depending on the electrolyte, it plays rough, high surface area, and there's problems like I mentioned. Now, it's very important to take into account the consistency of the anode. So for softer anodes, because you may have lithium alloys. For soft anodes, you have softer forces, you can get away with softer forces, for example. And for harder anodes, you require higher forces. You need to consider the yield stress of all the cell components. If the yield stress is applied, may deform a component. So forces that you apply typically have a range which is governed by the yield stress of the components in the cell. The range here mentioned is 20% to 100%. So regarding application of force, they mentioned a few ways. Compression rings. You can have compression rings inside or outside the cells. They mentioned Belleville washers, machine screws, pneumatic devices, weights. You can apply pressure on a whole stack of cells, not on individual sheets. You can put the stacks together and apply force overall. You can compress the before inserting. You can compress the jelly roll or the winded roll before you insert the cylindrical cell, and then expansion occurs naturally when you charge and discharge the cell, and there's pressure offered by the rigidity of the outside containment. Regarding containment structures, containers need to have a high elastic Young modulus, so basically they need to be strong or firm. Between 10 and 100 gigapascal is mentioned here. Made from materials, low density materials are such that they're light, such as aluminum or titanium. Containing structure may resist the high internal pressure between 100 and 500 megapascals. So to give an example, the ranges of pressure here are between 5 and 200 newton per centimeter square. 200 newton per centimeter square corresponds to 2 megapascals if you do the math. Also, 200 newton per centimeter square corresponds to 20 kilogram force per centimeter square. These are just different units to keep everything in perspective. Other ways to apply force are rubber bands, very interesting, or Kevlar turnbuckles bands, which can be tightened to apply force. An interesting way to apply force on the outside of the cell is you can cool the plastic band below what is called the martensitic transformation temperature. So the plastic deforms and stretches, and then you return it to room temperature and it shrinks to the same level as before. These devices of force applying may be polymeric. There are some interesting polymers mentioned here. Desmopan from Bayer, Desmopan R392, Estane R, Lubrizol, Kevlar from DuPont. Estane is from Lubrizol, Desmopan is from Bayer. You can use shape memory polymers such as nitinol, which are temperature dependent, so depending on the temperature they can stretch or contract. Shrink wrap tubing such as polyester film. It's very important that these devices which apply the pressure have a low density such that they do not add weight. So you may, as you can see, there's a trend here. You have lithium metal anode, which is very high capacity. However, you need all these devices to control it, which add dead weight. So it's very interesting if a engineering solution can be found to use lithium metal successfully and commercially. And some examples have been shown commercially. And use all these devices while still benefiting from the increase in capacity at the anode. So it's important to have low mass, low density materials, less than 10 grams per mil, you know. Another thing that is needed is what they call pressure distribution components, which basically means end caps or plates that are put in between every so many number of sheets to maintain uniform pressure. This again needs to be low density. Any Young modulus need to be greater than 50 gigapascals. You can use aluminum, carbon fiber, plastics. These so-called spacers, again, can be aluminum or carbon composites. They can be thin, less than, you know, around a millimeter or less. I would say less. Should be highly parallel. They mention a mandrel hollow core. In the case of a cylindrical cell, you can put a material inside which will expand outwards. winding mechanics become very important here. The cylindrical cells may be able to compress much higher because you can introduce them into their containment structure highly compressed. They mentioned nip winding. A nip roller produces radial pressure that you can control between 110 newton per centimeter inner diameter to 0 newton per centimeter at the outer diameter. This approach can yield 100 newton per centimeter squared, or about 1 megapascal plus or minus 10%. So 100 megapascal plus or minus 10 megapascal. The volume of all pressure elements needs to be less than 10% of the total. You can also use soft springs, which are preferred to accommodate swelling, soft screws. Another approach is to start with a partially discharged cell. So you can discharge halfway and then place it inside the container such that you control the change in size. Additional pressure may be gained from swelling when you wet with the electrolyte. When you drop the electrolyte, the liquid electrolyte in the dry cell, after you put it in the containment, there is a swelling that occurs. That can add additional pressure. Again, excess lithium would be ideal around 1.5x. They mentioned interestingly that the anode to cathode molar ratio is less than 5:1. The anode thickness should be close to 100 microns, which is important from calculations that I put earlier, should be around 20 microns. Less than 95% capacity rotation after 25 cycles in these early experiments that they, based on which they make these claims here in this patent. They claim a bunch of cathodes, which is not important here, chalcogens, transition metals, polymers. Interestingly, I want to point this out, they make a note about the cathode should not be made too elastic, because as it compresses between charges, it compresses and it squeezes out the liquid electrolyte, which results in loss of power. The preparation for lithium metal anode that they mentioned is thermal evaporation, sputtering, jet vapor deposition, laser ablation, or lithium foil laminate onto a substrate. And we know that the methods that Scion Power prefers, which are typically from their patents, some sort of evaporation or some sort of evaporation. They claim a bunch of liquid electrolytes, liquid and gels. Now, they present some data. So they present pictures of plated lithium under conditions of pressure applied and under no pressure applied. So the lithium metal foil that they use is 2 mil thick, which corresponds to about 50 microns, from a company called Chemtol Food Corp, Kings Mountain, North Carolina. The electrolyte is 13.2 to 1.1 lithium TFSI to lithium nitrate in dioxylane. These are lithium-lithium cells. The separator is 16 micrometer Setela, S-E-T-E-L-A, Tonan separator. The area is 16 centimeters squared. They make prismatic cells. They put steel plates on the top and bottom with compression strings. So on this area, about 18 milliamp charge discharge cycles, which corresponds to a little bit higher than 1 milliamp per centimeter squared, 4 hours each plating or stripping session. This corresponds to 4.5 milliamp power per centimeter squared. They do 30 cycles, and they show these pictures, which are very interesting. And you can clearly see in the pictures that when you have pressure applied, the lithium is very smooth, it's even, and it maintains the same thickness. Whereas when no pressure is applied, the lithium foil ends up much thicker after 30 cycles because it's much more porous. As the change in thickness can be as high as 2 times and huge surface area. This high surface area results in faster decomposition of the electrolyte, which results in more decomposition products, which results in higher
capacity loss from cycle to cycle, which in a real cell kills the cycle life. So this is very clearly shown the advantage of the pressure. So higher pressure corresponds to better lithium anodes. Thank you for your attention and see you next time.